Parshas Vayakev, the Torah tells us, Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru kol b'machane le'mor. Moshe commanded and sent the message through the machane, saying, Ish v'isha, al yasu od melacha l'simas ha-kodesh, v'yikalei am yavi. That enough materials were collected for the construction of the Mishkan. The Moshe instructed, stop bringing materials, we have enough. And the nation stopped bringing materials. Says the Gemara, it's Sadi Vav Amidez, Michti Zrika tolada dehutzahi. The Gemara is trying to figure out what is the Torah source for the Malacha of Hotzah and Shabbos. Amar of Yochanan, the Amakra, Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol B'machaneh, the pasuk we just quoted in our Sedra, Moshe Heichan Aviyasev B'machaneh Leviyah. Moshe was living, sitting, situated in the Machaneh Leviyah. Machaneh Leviyah Rishis Arabim Havai. The Machaneh Leviyah was a Rishis Arabim. The Karmel Hul Yisrael Lo Safika B'Teizim Rishis Yachid Diyad Didchu Rishis Arabim. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, "Don't travel, don't carry from Rishis Yachid to Rishis Arabim." So that's the source for the Isser Hotzah from Rishis Yachid to Rishis Arabim. So, in the past, we've taken Parshas Vayakel as an opportunity to discuss various details in the definition of Rishis Arabim. Tonight, we will discuss the requirement of Mifulash, which I will not translate yet because exactly how you translate it is subject to a machlokes rishonim. So the foolish, let's just say for now, means straight or from end to end. So this requirement of Rishis Rabbi, you don't have the feirish in the Gemara. You have that it has to be 16 amos wide. You have that it can't be makura. It doesn't say anywhere that there's a requirement of Mifulash. We do have, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Vav and Aleph, that within the categories of Rishis Rabbim, there's something called a Sratia, Platia, and Mavos HaMifulash in Rishis Rabbim. A Sratia is, let's say, a public road or an intercity highway. A Platia is a town square. And then the Gemara has a third subcategory of Mavos HaMifulash in alleyways that open into each other. So you have the term of foolish there in the context of Rishis Rabbim, but not as a criterion for Rishis Rabbim. So where does this come from that mefoolish is a criterion, that something is only Rishis Rabbim if it is mefoolish, if it goes straight or from end to end, which we'll define shortly. So Rashi writes in Ervin Davav Amina Aleph Dibra Maskul Rishis Rabbim, what is a Rishis Rabbim? Mashma Rachav Tezayin Amas, so it has to be 16 Amas wide. The ear shemitsuyim ba'shishim ribo, and it has to be a city that has a population of or a presence of 600,000 people that we discussed in previous year. The ein ba'choma, and it can't be a walled city. And to yourselves, whether you read the word o or not here, shehaya rishis harabim shalom mechuvan mishar lishar. Rishis harabim has to be mechuvan straight from gate to gate, from one end of the city to the other end of the city. Shehei mefulash, that it should be straight, it should be open. Dome ledigle midbar, as was the case in the machane in the midbar. So Rashi saying, the number one Rashi introduces this concept of mefulash. Rashi says mefulash is dome ledigle midbar. And Rashi says what mefulash means is mechuvan mishar lishar. Mechuvan mishar lishar is something that has to go straight from one end to the other, not just that it's not a dead end, meaning a mavi sasa means an alleyway that is closed on one side, a dead end. A mavi mefulash is that it's open on either side. But Rashi doesn't sound like mefulash. It doesn't just mean to the exclusion of sasa, it doesn't just mean that it's not a dead end, but it goes straight from one side to another, meaning if you had a street that went like that in a dalid shape, that would be not mefulash, it has to go straight from side to side. That's what the Ritva writes as well. Shabbos Vavim and Aleph Mechuva Mishar Lashar. It has to be straight from one gate to the other gate, one end of the city to the other end of the city. That's what the Ramban writes as well. Ervin Dafnun Tes, Mefulash Bishtei Rashin, that the road that's Rishis Rabbim has to be open on either side. Umechuvan Ad Chutz Medina has to go to the end of the, all the way to the end of the Medina. So these Rishonim say there's a requirement of mefulash, which they understand to mean mechuvan straight, to the exclusion of even a dalet shape, and has to go from end to end. Where do we know this from? So Rashi says it's dumi ledigle midbar. It is learned out. This is one of the elements that existed, one of the characteristics that existed of the machane of Klal Yisrael, of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, which is the source for how we know what a Rishus HaRabim was. Rashi happens to stress the notion of Dumi Zidle Midbar in other contexts of definitions of Rishus HaRabim that other Rishonim don't stress necessarily. For example, so Rashi, as we just saw, says that the requirement of 16 amos wide is Dumya L'Digle Midbar. Rashi says the requirement that it not have a roof on it is Dumya L'Digle Midbar. That's before in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Tezayin Amah and Eidim Makura is Dumya L'Digle Midbar. Rashi expands that, and he says, number one, the requirement of Mefula, should it go from end to end, is Dumya L'Digle Midbar. Rashi says that the requirement of Shishim Ribo, which after the Rishonim argue on, is Dumya L'Digle Midbar. And then Rashi also says Dumya L'Digle Midbar in another context. The Gemara on Daf Kaf Beis of Beis and Erevin says that Malos Umordos Sheb Eretz Yisrael, that if you have certain slopes in Eretz Yisrael or certain ditches where the topography is not straight, that that's not considered to be Rishus HaRabim, because it's not Dumya L'Digle Midbar. So what does that mean? The Rashi there writes that Eretz Chalaka Haisa Sha'anan Mishavasam, when the Jews were in the Midbar, it was always flat terrain, because the Anani HaKavod would level any mountains or any ditches on the road. So it was always smooth, even land. And therefore, malos amordos, ditches or peaks or mounds or mountains are not Rishus HaRabim, because it wasn't that way in the Midbar. So that's how Rashi stresses. So why malos amordos are excluded, as opposed to, for example, the Ritva, who says that the reason that malos amordos are not Rishus HaRabim is because these aren't things that are commonly traveled on. So it's not Masel Rabim, and the Rabim don't travel on them. Rashi also says that the requirement, Rashi and Kuf Aleph and Erevin, that if you have a city where Delasas and Alas Balaila, where the doors are locked at night, that can't be Rishus HaRabim. So Rashi says, because in the Midbar it was always open, they never had doors to lock, and therefore it's not Dumya L'Digle Midbar if you have locked doors at night. Okay, be that as it may, so Rashi stresses Mefulash is from Digle Midbar. Rashi says Mefulash is Mechuvan, meaning straight from one end to the other, to the exclusion of a Dalid Sheik. Now, how straight is straight? Not at all clear from Rashi. The Rav Schechter likes to quote, in Rav Schechter's own Lashon, the way he says it is Mefulash Mishar Lashar Belishum Ikum Klal. It has to go Mam is straight from one end of the city to the other, without any curvature. So that exact formulation you don't have in Rishonim. When Rav Schechter says it, he's basing it on a Me'iri, but it's not the exact wording of the Me'iri. The exact wording of the Me'iri, which you have in the Mar Mekama of Daf Vav Amud Aleph and Shabbos, is, I'm sorry, I didn't realize the video's off. Apologies. Okay, we're back. So the Me'iri writes here, Shabbos Daf Vav Amud Aleph, Mefulash mibeis rashav, it's open on either side. Acha yuchal adam lavor alav biyosher below ikiv, to the point that a person can travel straight without any barriers. Or the way the Meiri says in Erevin davav parallel gemara is below shem ikum, without any curvature. So that's Nershefter says mefulash mishar lishar blishem ikum klal. That's based on the Meiri. That sounds like it's mamish straight from one end of the city to the other without any curvature. It's hard to say that means mamish 100% straight without any curvature at all. As the Meiri writes over there himself, he has a lashon that Efshar Rishus HaRabim shetalakeit b'malakeit rehitni. You can't just cut a Rishus HaRabim literally down to size with your razor, shaver, or barber scissors. So it probably doesn't mean mamish straight, but basically straight. The Sefer Ruchos Ha'ir, written by a Rabbi Kornfeld from Antwerp, about the Antwerp Erev. So he writes, he thinks that what it means, if you hold straight like Rashi, that if you're standing on one side of the city on this road, you can see straight down the road to the other side of the city, that's considered to be mechuvan, that's considered to be mefulash. But there are other Rishonim, when they present mefulash, they don't present it as mamish straight, they present it as not sosom, not a dead end on one end, but it doesn't really mean that it has to be straight. So for example, the smak, simen resh pei beis, says mefulash mishnei tzadin. It has to be open on either side. Doesn't say it has to be straight. You have a road that goes from one end of the city to the other, but it could curve. It could even go in a dalid shape, as long as there's no dead end on either side. If it gets you from one end of the city to the other, even if it curves and twists and turns, that's still considered to be mefulash. Good. So Broadway, Manhattan, according to Rashi and the Meiri, would not be considered mefulash. According to the Smak, would be considered mefulash if it goes from one end to the other with a lot of curvature. Even though one could argue that Broadway, I'm sorry, So Broadway doesn't necessarily end all the way at the bottom and ends drop before the bottom of Manhattan. It goes into Riverdale and the Bronx on the top. But it doesn't, right. So it wouldn't be mefulash according to Rashi or according to Meiri if that's the definition of mefulash. But so for the smak, as long as it doesn't end in a dead end on either side, and the ravia as well, that's considered to be mefulash. And it's more befeirish in the Shuvas Harivash, Simon Tafei. The im hayu rashe mivoa sa'ir pesuchin lemesila mishnei rasheyan. If the tips of the mivoas, of the alleys in the city, are open to the outside highway, the outside road on either side, af im hayu akumen kemin dalit, dina kemifalashin. Even if they're at a right angle to each other, even if they look like a dalit, as long as they're not susim, as long as they're not, there's no dead end anywhere there, that is considered to be mefulash. So if the road stops somewhere in the middle, if there's a dead end somewhere, that won't be mefulash. But as long as there's no dead end, if it goes from one side to the other, that's not considered to be, that would still be considered a rishus harabim. In the Sefer Yetzias HaShabbos, Rabbi Moshe Weissman, the Mashgiach's brother, the best polemical work on Hilchos Erevin. So he tries to demonstrate that all the Rishonim hold like this Rivash, and he thinks even the other Rishonim that don't sound that way, he thinks everyone really holds that as long as it's not susim on either side, that's considered to be mefulash. He brings a raya to the fact that you don't need it to be straight from Diglei Midbar itself. Because how was the Machane situated? So you have the Machane Yisrael on the outer ring, you had the Machna Levi inside, and you had the Mishkan in the middle. So how do you have a road that goes from one end of the Machna Yisrael to the other end that it didn't go through the Mishkan? So obviously it couldn't go straight, so there must have been a road or a path that bypassed the Mishkan. So it must be that it doesn't have to be literally straight from one end to the other. Though he acknowledges it could be that the road in question was below the Mishkan or above the Mishkan. Maybe it didn't have to have a road that goes around the Mishkan. It could be there was a road that went straight somewhere above or below the Mishkan. So he acknowledges that's not necessarily a firm raya. Now, what we explained within Rashi, that mefulash means mechuvan, that means straight from end to end, that works better if you have the gears of Rashi that doesn't have that word O. If you look back at the Mar Makomos, we saw two gears of whether there's O. So if you don't have O, then you're reading Rashi as, what does Rishus HaRabim mean? 16 Amos, 600,000 people, no wall. Shehaya Rishus HaRabim Shalom Mechuvim L'Shar Shar. The Rishus HaRabim was Mechuvim L'Shar L'Shar. That's another criterion. But if you have the word O, so then it's an either or. Then it's a, if there is no wall, then it doesn't have to be Mefulash. Only if there is a wall, does it have to be Mefulash. don't have time to explain what that would be based on. Rabbi Willigas, a piece in Am Mordechai and others. But this understanding of Rashi fits better if you're not Goreis the O, and that's Machlokas Rishonim, and later we showed how they quote Rashi, whether the O belongs there. That's correct. Right. Okay, now Rosh Hashter points out or quotes that Rabbi Kasher, in his first in Apardis and then in Sefer Divrei Menachem, unearthed a letter written by Rav David Shlomo Kahana, who was a Rav in Warsaw before the war, then made it to Eretz Yisrael, and was active in Eretz Yisrael in the early years after the war. So he writes in this letter that Rav Kasher first discovered. In Rav Kasher's book, it appears in Ksav Yad. This is a typed up version. And they just, Machon Yerushalayim just came out like the last couple of months with collected writings of Shlomo Dov Kahana called from every place that he had published in or that had published his work, including this letter. So he writes that even though the population of Warsaw before the war was in excess of 600,000 people, so it should have been the case that even if you acquire 600,000 for Shesarabim, you couldn't have made an Erev in Warsaw. So he writes that the basis of the Warsaw Erev, the justification for the Warsaw Erev, was the fact that there were no roads in Warsaw that were Mefulash Mishar Lashar, that went straight from one end to the other. And that's why he writes, are able to write to construct an Erev in Warsaw, because there are no roads that went from one end to the other. That's what Rav Shechter thinks is the Iker reason that Manhattan is not a Rishis Arabim, because there's no road that goes straight from one end of Manhattan to the other. That would be Mefulash Bishar Lashar, Belishum Ikum Klal. So the irony in Rav Shechter's view of the world is that Manhattan is not a Rishis Arabim, despite the population that even Rav Moshe, who has the Chumrah and Kula, that 600,000 really means 3 million in a 12 by 12 mil area. So Rav Moshe holds that Manhattan is Rosh Hasharabim by virtue of its phenomenally large population. And in Rav Moshe's view of the world, it could be Manhattan and Brooklyn are the only population centers in the U.S. that would be Rosh Hasharabim based on that definition. The irony is that in Rosh Hashanah's view of the world, Manhattan is not a Rosh Hasharabim because there's no road that's Mefulash Mishar Lashar Belishum Ikum Klal, as opposed to, let's say, Tannersville, New York, where Main Street in Tannersville, where Rosh Hashanah vacations in the summer, is you can stand on one side and more or less see the other side of Main Street because it's the whole town is a 2x4. So that Rosh Hashanah thinks is a Rosh Hasharabim Daraisa. So Manhattan is not a Rosh Hasharabim, and Tannersville is a Rosh Hasharabim Daraisa. Rabbi Shakin told me they just, for the first time this year, built an Erev in Tannersville, but only on one side of Main Street to accommodate Rosh Hashanah's position. Divrei Malkiel writes something similar as well. Divrei Malkiel, Chelo Dalis, and Megimel, the Lam Jarav, writing about an Erev in Odessa. So he says, he refers to what he writes in Ashmatos, which we'll see in a second. From end to end. That even in the big cities, you don't have a road that goes mamish straight from one end to another. That's why the minhag was to make Erev in the big cities in Europe. Even if the cities had a population of 600,000. Fine. In the Hashmatas, it doesn't sound like the Lam Jarav relied on this Lamaisa, but he does express such a position, and that's what, again, Rosh Shlomo Dov Kahana said was the basis of the pre-war Erev in Warsaw. There's a Kuntres Divrei Shalom Emes, published in 1922. By Rabbi Yisrael Avram Abba Krieger, who wrote to justify the Frankfurt Erev that was put up by the non-Hirshian Kehila in Frankfurt. And the Minigan Breuer is not to rely on an Erev, goes back to Frankfurt, where the Hershey and Kehila did not have an Erev, but the establishment Kehila, or the non-Hershian, or the other Kehila in Frankfurt had an Erev. So Rabbi Tzvi Nobel was the rabbi of that Kehila that put up an Erev, I think, in the late 1800s, early 1900s. So he quotes a raya, this Rabbi Krieger, that mefulash means mechuvan from one end of the other, from a ravid in Hilchos Sukkah, of all places. The Rush in Sukkah quotes a ravid, Perek Gimel Simi Yuches in the Rush, quoting Yerushalmi, that what does it mean, Nikev is kosher, right? We distinguish between an Esser that has a Nekev, as opposed to a Nekev mefulash. If there's Pilush in an Esser that apostles, if it's just a Nekev, if it's not kosher, but there's a hole, that doesn't apostle. So the Nekev that's not mefulash, that is kosher, the Ravid says, is that you can't see from one side to the other. So mefulash means that you have a hole that goes from one side of the Esser to the other, you can see through. That's mefulash in an Esser, that's pasul. A Nekev is less than that. If it's not mefulash, this Rabbi Krieger says, ah, you see a raya, that mefulash means mishar lishar, from one end to another. So he assumes that you can build an Erev on that basis if you don't have a road in the city that goes from one end to the other, even though in Frankfurt before the war, the population never exceeded 600,000 anyway. It was about 400,000 before the First World War, and up to 550,000 before the Second World War, but the population of Frankfurt never exceeded 600,000 anyway. Now, are there any cities where you do have any big cities that have a road that's mefulash mishar l'shar b'lishim k'mklal? So I was on flying into Chicago, and it struck me when you fly over Lake Michigan that there are these major roads that go on seemingly straight for miles and miles well into Chicago. And I looked at a map, and in fact, there are these parallel streets from Lake Michigan all the way for miles and miles that keep on going straight. So I thought that looks like it's the foolish even according to that definition. So Rabbi Ben Zion Vosner wrote a kuntris. I think he was involved in building the Erev in West Rogers Park in Chicago. So he writes there, he assumes that Pilush, when we say it has to be mefulash mishar l'shar, it has to go straight from one end to the other, that means it has to go straight outside of the Medina, outside of the city, not just to the edge of the city, but outside of the city. Kosa Ramban and Daphne Tessin Ervin, Kol Mavoy Shem Mefulash Bishnei Rashav U'mechuvan Ad Chutz L'Medina, until the end of the city, sounds like past the city. So he says that there's no road that goes all the way straight past the city. What's the definition of city? So Rishakta thought that city for these purposes isn't the municipal boundaries of the city, but what's considered the city for the purpose of Erev Tchumen. So as long as there's contiguous settlement, then that's considered to be all one city. And you need to have a road that's, to be Rishas Arabim, but have to be Mefulash Mishar Lishar from Lake Michigan all the way till the end of contiguous settlement further west. So in point of fact, these long roads that go for miles and miles west of Lake Michigan do not continue straight past the edge of settlement. They do end at some point when settlement continues beyond them. And even according to what we'll call the Reshefka's definition of mefulash, it would not be real mefulash, and therefore that wouldn't be a minia to building an Erev in Chicago. Now, Ramosha is skeptical about this requirement of mechuvah mishar l'shar, that a road has to go straight from one end to the other. Chelek Aleph Igros Moshe Arachayim Simen Kufmem, Chelek Aleph Simen Kufmem. Ban Yusi Ani Navach Bikr Din Zeh Minol and Shesar Shiyu Ashar Mechuvan Im Zeh Kneg Zeh Demashe Kasev Arash E Pilusha Domel Adigle Midbar Tamua Deminol and Shem Adigle Midbar Yim Mechuvanim. So you say, how do you know that the roads are straight in the Machane and the Midbar? Rashi doesn't say beferish that it has to be mamish straight. All he means, says Ramosha, all Rashi means, is that there's no break in this road. There's no break that would make a Nadar Shisarabim because it's not Tezainamo, or you don't have Shishimibo, or it's Makura at some point. But it doesn't mean, even for Rashi, that it has to be Mamis straight from one end to the other. That's what Rabbi Moshe Weissman is saying, that even the Rishonim that sound like it has to be straight, he's not convinced that that's what they mean. So Ramosha is skeptical about the whole requirement of Mefulash Mishar Lashar B'lish Shum Ikum Klal. The Chlal. Rabbi Kasher, in his Divrei Menachem Siman Beis, quotes Rav Moshe, and he says, not necessarily. When the Ramban quotes Rashi, he does say Mechuvanim. There it sounds more like it does Mamash have to be straight. He quotes a Brisa Melechas HaMishkan that says, Shahanan Madricham B'derech Shaveh. That the Anan would guide them in a straight path. So Bidar Shaveh probably means that it was flat, as we saw, that the Anan flattened all the hills. Not necessarily that it means that they were going on a straight road, but Rabbi Kasher takes that to mean Bidar Shaveh, not flat, but straight. But take it or leave it. Nereshachter also holds, and we discussed this a little bit in a previous year, Rav Shechter's position about intercity highways as being a separate category of Rishis Rabbim that doesn't require Shishim Rebo, even if in general you do require Shishim Rebo. As a Derech HaHolech Mi'Early Ear, Rav Shechter says that even though in his view of the world, a Derech HaHolech Mi'Early Ear doesn't need, even though a derech haholach mi'early ear does require certain elements of a shes harabim, it still has to be 60 namas right. It still can't be makura, but he doesn't think it has to be mefulish. Derech haholach mi'early ear, an intercity highway, is a different category of shes harabim. So it has to be 60 namas wide because that's the necessary size in order to accommodate rabim. But a derech haholach mi'early ear doesn't have to be mefulish. So if you have a highway, or an intercity road, or according to Rav Shechter, a railroad that goes intercity. So then, even if the railroad track or the highway is not mefulash mishar lashar, it still would be a shes harabim, and there's no such requirement of mefulash. There's a mashmos like that, and that's why that's the issue. When I went with Rav Shechter years ago to look at the Woodmer Erev to see whether there's possibility of upgrading things. So he had many aros. Most of those over the years were fixed, with the exception of the railroad that goes through the Woodmere Erev, that there's no way of bypassing it. In Passaic, the railroad tracks are bypassed to accommodate Shechter's position, but in Woodmere, that's not shy to do, apparently. So that's because he thinks that it doesn't have to be mefulash if it's a derech haholach mi'early ear and still it's just around anyway. So there's a mashmos away from the chidush ha'miyuchasim l'ran Shabbos. Vavim and Alvi Maskal Sratya, Sratya Platya, Perish Rashi, Sratya Mesila Shaholchim Amir Lir, a path that goes from city to city, Platya Rechava Shalir Shemiskasim Shalmaskora, that's a town square where they gather for business. Kasav Raha, Mistabra, the Platya Nami Bina Mefuleshes, that a Platya, the town square, also requires Mefulesh. But he doesn't say that the Sratya requires Mefulesh. So I think there's much more there. That only the town square requires mefulash, but not the sratya. Derech haholach mi'early ear could be a shes harabim, even if it's not mefulash. And Sefer Teferes Yaakov, Siman Lamaches, from Yerushalayim, he quotes Sefer Ol Moed, a Rishon, Shmuel Yerondi, one of the less well-known Rishonim. He has a line like that also. Ezer is just a rabbi in Sratya, Vihi Mesila, Shalchem Abi Yerla Yer, Platya Gedola, Zui Yerchav, Shem Eskatsim Ba, Leschara, Afa Pi, Shadlas, Zem Adina, Nalas, Balayla, Vachay, Mefulash, Shal Yer, Mefulashim, Erchav, Im Tesainam, Epischay, Mechuvan, Im Zuk, Nagazu, Dina, Kish, is a rabbi. But he doesn't say that by a Sratya. So, much both there as well. Rash at the beginning of Erevin, I think it's Mashmas the other way, that Rash does require Mefulash. So you can take a look there and see what you think. We're out of time, but that's, in Rosh Hashanah's view, the real justification for building most community Erevin is the fact that you won't find a road. Typically, that's Mechuvin Mishar Lashar, Belishum Ikum Klau, as Rosh Hashanah Davakana wrote about the Warsaw Erev before the war. Okay.
Thank you. Good show, this.